Today is September the 8th, 2009, and my name is Gertie Fowler, and I'm here in Fordo today with Peggy Ancak. And Peggy's going to talk to me a little bit today about the early days of the nursing station, and we're here in the nursing station. So, Peggy, would you like to share some memories and whatever you know about the hospital?
Welcome to our bed and breakfast. It was formerly known as the Louis A. Hall Nursing Station that was built by the International Grenfell Association in 1946. It was built to replace Denson Cottage that was built in 1907, and the funds were donated by Lady Louis A. Hall from the USA. She came here with Lady Grenfell for a visit and saw that the Denson Cottage was in need of great repair. So she donated the funds in 1939, but however, war broke out at the time and it was impossible to get supplies through the streets. So the hospital never got constructed until 1945, and it opened in 1946. And the International Grenfell Association had their head carpenter, Teddy McNeil, to do the construction of the nursing station. It was in operation from 1946 to 1983 when they opened a new health clinic here in Labrador Straits. Mm-hmm. Then the Grenfell Association used it as a residence for their staff until 1992. And then in 1993, we purchased it and opened it as a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
This room here, which is now our privately dining room for our guests, was originally when it opened in 46, it was originally the way of outpatients clinic. The patients would sit here in the hallway and wait to see the nurse or the doctor who was here at the time. And then in the later years, they moved the clinic to the basement area and had an outpatients clinic down there, and this became a patient's ward.
Okay.
And the kitchen is all original except for the modern appliances. This was the kitchen where all the staff did the cooking for the patients and staff that was in here living at the time. There used to be an old stove here that was used to burn coal. Then in later years, they put a propane stove here. The cupboards are still original. That was built when the hospital was built in 1946.
Okay.
And as so for the pantry, this is all original, where all the supplies and the food was stored, extras. Because at that time there was no fridges around, and the porch in the front entrance where you came in, there's cupboards there. That would you be used in the wintertime as storage or keeping food cold.
All right. Beautiful.
This room here is what we refer to as Miss Taylor's parlor. What it was the head nurse's living room. She also had her office in here with her filing cabinet, her desk. And over by this window over here was the RT system for talking back and forth to St. Anthony. Mm-hmm. And back then, it was a radio band that you would, if you were living anywhere in town or even in Lancelot, when you turn your radio on a certain band, if Miss Taylor was on talking to St. Anthony and getting the flights ready and the skid flights ready, we always knew what patients was in the hospital and what was wrong with them, because it was all broadcast over the air.
Okay, and you could hear it.
You could hear everything.
Okay.
The only time that staff came in here except Miss Taylor or doctors that was visiting was when in the morning she always had a morning prayer with all her staff. And any other times, it was off limits. She would also take all her meals in here. She had her own dining room table in here. And if any doctors was here at the time visiting, they weren't allowed to eat with the staff. They had to eat in here. It was more hierarchy, and the staff was below you then the time.
Okay, yeah.
This room here used to be in early 40s. It was, when it opened up, it was a linen closet here. But in later years, there was two bedrooms made here, which is now part of my dining room. It was took as a maternity ward.
Oh.
There was a maternity ward and a patient's ward. And right here, which is our private quarters, there used to be glass pocket doors that used to slide back into the wall for taking patients' beds in and out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then in here was what we call the men's ward. There used to be three beds in there. And those doors are original. They used to open up. And this used to be the patient's bathroom. And then in here used to be first it was a maternity ward. I was born in here on Christmas Day, and my husband was born here on Halloween. And I always tell my guests, which in the Santa Claus brought us.
That's perfect.
Now it's my daughter's bedroom.
Oh, okay.
She sleeps in the room that we were born in.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful.
And all of our guests stay upstairs on the upper level.
Okay, we'll go upstairs now.
This here is what we call a nursing aid room. We named it after the different staff that stayed here. The nursing aides used to be four beds in here, and they would come here if they got hired as a job, and they stayed here. They didn't go home, only on their days off probably.
Okay.
It was because we already had no transportation, and things were better off here, so they stayed in. They lived in. This bed in that room now came out of the first hospital in 1907.
Is that right?
My uncle used to have it in his house. And he got it from the old hospital when he
nice.
Moved in. This here is the nursery room.
No.
The nursery room is where they used to keep children that was in here on a long-term basis.
All right.
Like if there was children like 1, 2, 3 year old, whatever, and they was in here sick for a long time, they kept them up here close to the staff at nighttime.
So they could have a closer watch.
Yeah. This is my ghost room, I call it Mary Fowler room. And Mary Fowler was a lady from Newfoundland. She married in Capsan Island. And she had, when her husband died, she had no family here. And she used to work as a cook in Denson Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
So when she had no family and became ill, Dr. Curtis kept her in here until she died. And we refer it to as a ghost room because the girls that used to work her at the time, after she died, they used to play tricks on the doctors.
Yeah.
They used to use the invisible thread and make the rocking chairs move and pull the clothes off their bed at nighttime. So I always tell guests it's a ghost room.
It's a ghost room. Very good.
This is Mary Taylor's room.
Oh, okay.
Mary Taylor came here in 1953, and she was here until 1983 when they moved the new health clinic. They moved her in there. She moved the staff in there, and then she retired. So this was her room for 30 years.
Was that her bed, too?
No.
Okay.
The beds are not original.
All right. I thought the head and foot probably was.
And this room here is what we call Jean Skelly room. She was a nurse from Belfast, Ireland, and she came here in the 60s, and she was here for about approximately 13 to 15 years. So her and Miss Taylor was here as two nurses at the same time.
Yeah.
And we named that room after her.
Perfect.
And we have two bathrooms here. Originally, when this opened in 1946, it was one huge bathroom. But when they start getting nurses come that stayed for long periods of time, they split it in two and made two bathrooms so that nurses would have their own private bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Up here is our attic, which this used to be originally when it was a hospital. This was used as all storage.
Oh, okay.
They would store supplies up there, medical supplies. And we've redid it and made a children's playroom.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well.
And up on, also up here we have a dental chair that came out of the old Strathcona.
Is that right?
Where the medical
ship. Managed to get that to now?
It was left here. The medical.
Nice.
The Strathcona medical ship, they used to go through the straits, and where we all had to go aboard every year and have our scratches and a chest x-ray done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also a dentist on board, and we have the old dental chair here.
Oh, perfect. So we'll go into the attic. Oh my, that's really nice.
There's the old dental chair over there.
Yes? Well, that's nice. Gorgeous. So do you get many children to stay?
All the children love to stay up here. It used to be my daughter's sleepover place.
Is that right? Really nice. Okay, well, is that all you want to add to your... you got more to tell me? Okay, let's go.
Right here we have the sterilizer that used to be used in the clinic, in the outpatient's clinic. That was left here. It's still quite modern. There used to be an incubator here for preemie babies, but that's down in the Labrador States Museum now.
Okay. It's really nice.
And how I came to be involved in this is when I moved back here 20 years ago. I noticed the hospital was closed down, and I took an interest in it because of my grandparents. My great-grandparents used to own the land that this hospital was built on.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 1900s, he gave the James family gave land to the International Grenfell Association to build a first hospital.
Okay.
And then in later years, of course, they built the second one on the same property. He also gave land to the church. I think he sold land to the church for 10 cents, somebody told me. And he gave land to the building next door, which used to be the old schoolhouse,
mm-hmm.
that had now turned into apartment building. And also the old Orangeman's Lodge, they gave land to them. So all this land that they gave away, I've been buying back.
Okay, so this... Well, it's nice that you got the interest in it, eh?
And back in when it was a hospital in the early 1940s and 50s, they used to have what we call WAPs come here to work with the Grenfell Association.
Okay.
Which referred to as Women's Work Without Pay. And what they would do, they would come and live in a hospital for free, free board and meals. And they work with the ladies in the community, teaching them how to do bottling and canning and making their own clothes and different things. And the International Grenfell Association also had a clothing store on the premises here. One of the very few, actually. They used to have clothes come over from the States in barrels, and all bundles of clothes would be done up for new babies and for families who didn't have any clothes for the children. And in exchange, the ladies would come in and weed the gardens to get clothes for the children, or the men would bring firewood to get clothes for their families during the winter.
Okay.
And one of the stories my dad often told is there was even people from the Northern Peninsula that would have come across here in their boats in the nighttime. They would sneak across because they always felt that over here we were better off than them. They couldn't understand how we had clothes and everything to wear. There was two gentlemen that came over one night just with their oilskin clothes on, nothing else, to get clothes for their family.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a beautiful story, yeah, Peggy.
And this here is a picture of the James family, my great-grandfather that donated the lands to the Grenfell to have their hospital built.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And the first baby that was born here, Elton Little, he was the first baby boy born here from Lanseclair in 1948.
Yes, ma'am.
And the first baby girl born was Iris Roberts.
Iris Roberts.
Mm-hmm. This here is a plaque from the Orangeman's Lodge that was given to my mom when her grandfather, when he came here to James from Brigus, Newfoundland,
mm-hmm.
he opened the Orangeman's Lodge, and this is one of the first plaques where he signed up.
Yes, by.
And what the Orangeman's Lodge was, I don't know, some kind of, what would you call it? Not a cult, but... I don't know what word you would use for that one. They was men and women were joined, and I don't. There's all kinds of secrets to it because I've even been trying to get my dad to tell me about it, and he won't tell me. And I'm sure you won't get your mom to tell you.
Okay, I'm gonna say that.
We have all the documents here off the United Church when it was built in 1929. All the original papers.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, it was the church was built for $524 in 1929.
Well, you wouldn't do much with $500 now. Going back downstairs?
We're going to where the outpatients clinic was moved in the 1950s.
Okay.
This room here used to be, after they moved the clinic into the basement, this was the clinic for the outpatients. And right around the walls, you had all of your shelves and medical supplies stocked and everything that was in the clinic. And here you would come in. Out here was the waiting area for the patients,
mm-hmm.
and they would come through here. And this is the original bathroom set, the bathtub and everything, and the sink is all original. And in here you had a small pharmacy and dental clinic in later years. All of these basins and everything is all original. And we had a storeroom here where they kept supplies. Also, they had their own well here for their own water. All and that's right. Still there in honor of all that.
All right. So this was...
And this is the laundry room. They used to have two ladies here doing laundry all the time in later years. And the laundry table is original. In the 60s and 70s, was two ladies doing laundry. At one point, they also had laundry. They used to take it out because I know my grandmother used to do laundry for the hospital. Oh. And she also scrubbed the floors here. And with her money, she bought a table and chair set from Montreal, a dining room set.
Yes,
ma'am. And I still have it.
Do you? Mm-hmm. That's nice. So, was all those washers left there?
No. Those are all mine.
Okay.
Was nothing left here. It was just a beer shell. And water up to my knees when I came here.
My dear, you got a beautiful job done.
I came in and I looked at it and sat down and cried. I thought I was a fool, but now...
Yeah.
We have it all done now. I didn't think I'd ever see carpet and everything on the floors.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Stop.
Did it?
Oh, stop.
Okay, stop. Okay, we're going to go back upstairs.
Here we have...
We're now in the main entrance again, eh?
Right here we have the artifacts and antiques that I have collected. Some of it is original from around this area. We have all these tools here, carpentry tools. They're over 100 years old. And we have the measuring rulers and shaving razors. They're all 100 years old. Mm-hmm. This here, we have a picture of Dr. Grant Phillip. He was from Vermont. He was died in 1940. And this is a picture of the first hospital, Denson College. And Sister Bailey was the first nurse that came here when the hospital opened in 1907, Denson College.
Okay, nice. Really nice. I'm
This here is a picture of Nurse Gallagher. She was a nurse from England who worked in this nursing station in the early 1940s.
Okay.
And a picture of Stuart Howell. That's my husband's father. He was a maintenance man here. And he worked here for the first 5-6 years that Miss Taylor was here.
Okay, so you all have a good connection.
Yes.
With the hospital.
And this here is a picture of Nurse Michelin. She's from the States. Her daughter was here a couple years ago. She came to see where her mother worked.
Yes.
Nurse Michelin was the first one to administer penicillin in the area, and the first patient was my dad, Edward.
Is that right?
Yeah, when he had cut his knee in the woods before she got here.
Yeah, that's good. Really nice, really good information.
And... the German plane, the Bremen airplane that went down off of Blanc-Sablon, Quebec?
Yeah.
That has a connection to this hospital also. Nurse Greta Ferris was here at the time, and she got the call to go to administer the plane accident. And she was the first nurse on site there.
Is that right?
Her brother was here, I'd say, about 3-4 years ago, and he had all her information, and he didn't realize she had a connection to this hospital. And he was after sent it off to Goose Bay to Dim Days.
Oh.
When he could have
sent it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice.
So do you have any questions for me?
Well, I pretty was sure that you covered everything. It was really, you had a lot of information to share with us. So if that's all you had to add to your information tonight?
I think so.
Okay. Well, Peggy, I'd love to thank you for your... taking the time to share such nice memories and that with us. So we will cherish them forever. Thank you.
You're welcome.